It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by star of Drop the Dead Donkey, both the sitcom and the stage show, coming here to the Milton Keynes Theatre next week, Jeff Rawle, who plays George Dent. Jeff, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're rattling away. We're doing 20 shows around the country. I'm in Cambridge as I speak, and we've been playing to full houses all the way, which has been absolutely brilliant. Response has been great. So, yeah, we're knackered, but we're absolutely loving it.
I'm sure.
And being back together again, it's been great fun.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Drop the Dead Donkey, an iconic sitcom, but there might be people listening who perhaps it was a bit ahead of their time. So for anyone who's not familiar with it, give us a bit of an overview, first of all, of what the Drop the Dead Donkey is all about.
Well, it was unusual, and I suppose its USP, as they call it, was that it was set in the newsroom, but recorded the night before it went out. So we were able, or the writers were able, to put in topical gags. So you had give you the impression when you were watching it that it was live, effectively, because we were so up to date. And in fact, we recorded the night before, edited it the next day, it went out in the evening. But on the actual day of transmission, we would go into the studio and put in some voiceover topicals to bring it even right up to the minute. Sometimes some of those went in just like 3 or 4 hours before the show went out. And different in that you have people working in the newsroom making jokes about what's currently going on in the news, which I don't think has been done before or since.
No.
And so even though we've had a 30-year gap, since we were going out on TV on Channel 4, we still have that USP. You know, we still own it and we still really use it. The writers ring us with stuff every day, and we start the week with a fresh slew of topicals. So whoever's coming to see us in Milton Keynes will not be getting the same show as the one in Cambridge or Brighton.
So you are still effectively rewriting this show every couple of days.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow.
And things happen, and
yeah.
You know, things drop out, and we have to keep a careful eye on the news because make sure that we don't say anything that is either out of date or indeed if someone gets ill, we've got a problem.
Sure.
So they monitor it very carefully, and it's very exciting because some evenings. I haven't even heard the new topicals, and so suddenly someone will say something. I go, I'm trying not to laugh because I haven't been pre-warned that was going in.
It must certainly keep you on your toes being in a show like this.
It does, yeah. And before we go on in the dressing room, myself and Neil and Steve, I just go rattling stuff back and forth to make sure we've got it, let me know what we're doing. Because it's easy to trip yourself up, especially
sure.
as it's changing so often. Yeah.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Like, is there time to learn the new thing, or is it slightly improvised?
No.
Like, how does it work?
No, there is no time.
No.
doing 8 shows a week. But we are used to doing it. And in the olden days, we famously used post-it stickers and bits of paper. It was a paper office. We're a paperless office in this.
Sure.
In this new version, because we have moved with the times, but we found little ways of. I think it's not too onerous. I mean, we have got time during the day, and we always get to the theatre early on a before the opening night, and we rehearse in the topicals in the afternoon. So we're used to doing it, as I say. So we pride ourselves on the fact that we can remember stuff still, just about. Some of us are older than we. Were.
And are people loving seeing the sort of the premise return of Drop the Dead Donkey?
Yes, they really are, and they remember the characters, and we always get a great welcome when we come on. I was surprised. I thought, will people remember it? Will people, but I was surprised by the huge affection that people still seem to have for the show. And I think what I'm enjoying most is that people, I meet people in Marks and Spencer's or in the town or wherever we are, and they genuinely, absolutely have loved coming to see it and seeing us all back on stage again. And I feel, that we promise something and we do deliver it. They come away and they're not disappointed, which is, is the most rewarding thing about doing this show, is that the people really do seem to love it. So I'm very happy to be a part of it, and so is everyone else. You know, we're all having a great time.
Amazing.
We're not as young as we were.
it's very unusual for a sitcom to have that sort of fondness so many years on. Like, it was 30 years ago that this was on telly, and people still love it.
Yeah, and they remember the little catchphrases that people have. You can hear them going, "Oh yeah, you used to say that," or they were reminded of the character traits, you know, very quickly. Yeah. The writers have been very clever about that, because those people, as we know, they don't really change. They like to think they have changed, but they set out to change, but oftentimes they revert to their former types quite swiftly, as we do in this. And so they get a full-on proper donkey. But it is a proper play. It's not... four episodes mashed together kind of thing. Yeah. And you are getting the original cast, which is unusual with sitcoms that, then go out on tour on stage, because, sadly, we haven't got David Swift or Hayden Gwynn with us any longer, but we're still playing a full team. We still got a full side, as it were, and we miss them terribly. But we're still there, and I think people are amazed. They're going, "My goodness, because it's 1990. I was 40 when I started doing this show, and I'm 73.
What a huge part of your life it's been. Yeah,
it's a massive part. Yeah, and we have all kept in touch. Yeah. As a team. That's unusual. I think actors always say, "Well, we must meet for a coffee or something," but they never do. It's never quite the same as doing the show and being. This, we have always gone to see each other's shows. We've had regular dinners. We're on Zoom during COVID doing a quiz every Sunday.
It's lovely.
And so when this came up and someone said, "Oh, look, what about if we did this on stage?" I don't think it occurred to any of us that we would ever do it. And it was just a lovely thing, from our past that we all enjoyed doing. And, then suddenly get crack. Second time around, that's something you love doing is a real joy.
Yeah. So you didn't really have to get the band back together because you never really were apart.
No, we never were. And it was pretty unanimous, immediate,
yes.
When we were asked, we all kind of went, yeah, great, let's have a go. And I think also it's time. I think had someone said do it, 10 years ago, I don't think people, well, not that we wouldn't have been so keen, but I think it wouldn't have been quite so prescient. I mean, we are, we're living in an age, where, news stations are cropping up like mushrooms all over the horizon. And so this was an ideal moment for them as topical writers to write something that was very much of the moment. And our characters could respond to that, the new news gathering, arena. So we're in that. We're in that. And we have to cope with the new news gathering station, which is really interesting, I think.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. I mean, for anyone who's new to Drop the Dead Donkey, tell us a little bit about your character. You play like the station's editor, don't you?
Yeah, I'm the editor, but he's a kind of bejumpered fool. His daughter is always setting fire to things, and his wife is always leaving him.
Right.
And he's got a terrible health problem.
Okay.
He's allergic to his own mucus.
Right. So,
he has terrible, terrible bad luck. Everywhere he turns, but in this iteration of that show, he really believes that his luck has changed and he's found a new woman in his life and everything's going to be fine, and he's now got this fabulous job where he's being reunited with his old friends. And what could possibly go wrong? Well, you'd need to come and see the show.
I'm sure. Okay, what a tease. Well, what would you say to anyone who is maybe thinking of getting a ticket to Drop the Dead Donkey next week?
I would come. There's a lovely review we had in Cambridge week, because we've been sold out all the way, and someone wrote, "It's hilarious, kill to get a ticket." I thought that was a very good thing. Can we have that on the poster, please? I would urge you. I mean, my daughter is 18, bless her. She came to see the show, and because we were in Richmond when we started out, and it had sold out, like months beforehand. It was really hard to get my family in, so I managed to get my daughter one seat.
Wow.
She was sitting on her own, and she was surrounded by a lot of people of my age who loved the show and were laughing hilariously and doing all the right things. And they turned to her in the middle at the interval, and they said to me, "You're rather young to be sitting here watching this. What are you doing here?" She said, "Oh, I had to cut my dad's in it."
I'm here reluctantly.
but in fact, I cross-examined her afterwards. She said, "No, I absolutely got it, totally." She hadn't seen any of the the episodes, and that's also been very rewarding. That people just they get the characters, they get the situation, and they and I think because it's so strong, because it's something that's bedded in and has been for so many years, we didn't have to do all that character work, and we didn't have to find those relationships, and they're still there. So I think that people go, oh yeah, no, I get this. You know, if you're a youngster who didn't see the original show, please come and see. I think you'll be overjoyed.
Yeah, do it. Yeah. Drop the Dead Donkey. Now in the era of social media and fake news and all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We have got an embarrassment of riches, as they say. I mean, you know, we have a crack at anything and everything. We always did. We always worked on the basis of a pox on all your houses. It doesn't matter what political party you were or who you were. We would have a crack. If we felt that you should be in the stocks, we'd have a go. And we still do that. And I love it. I don't know of another... I mean, of course, there are shows that do, you know, have kind of political, you know, current topicals, but they're essentially the comedians giving, you know, making those jokes, whereas these are like real people making those jokes, which I think adds a kind of a reality to it, which is much more fun. That's my take on it anyway. But it's great.
It sounds great. Well, we're so excited that you're all back doing it, and can't wait to welcome you here to Milton Keynes. Drop the Dead Donkey is on stage from Tuesday the 12th of March, that's next week, to Saturday the 16th. You can get your tickets now. And Jeff is a star of the show. He plays George Dent. Jeff, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. We look forward to welcoming you to Milton Keynes next week.
Yes, absolutely. Come and see us.